that you do have. Amen. Turn your Bible this morning, the book of Isaiah, chapter number 26. Look into the Word of God a few moments. I just want to read this chapter and maybe read a few of the verses, but the Lord bless the reading of His Word. Thank you for coming. We welcome every one of you. May the Lord richly bless His Word as you read it. Isaiah 26:1 says, "In that day shall they sing, that this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks." It says, "Open ye the gates, that the righteous nations which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thus will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah's everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high and lofty city. He layeth it low, he layeth it low. Even to the ground he bringeth it, even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of justice upright, thy most upright doest weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the path of thy judgment, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is in thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early, for when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, we will not learn. Yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of the uprightness will he deal unjustly. He will not behold the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see. And they will be ashamed for the envy at the people. Yea, the fire of their enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us. For thou hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, were the Lord beside thee, says, have thy dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise. Thou hast asked their wish, they visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation, thy glorified. Thou removed it far to the end of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastisement was upon them. Like a woman with child that draweth near the time of delivery is in pain, and cried in her pain, so have we been in the sight of the Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have, it says, and have as we were brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live together. With my dead body shall they rise. Wake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. For the dew is, as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thy into thy chambers, and shut the door about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, unto the indignation be passed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of the place, his place, to punish the inhabitants of the earth. For their iniquity, the earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Notice what he said in verse number 30. Come, my people, enter into thy chambers and shut the door about and hide thyself, it were for a moment, unto the indignation be overpassed. I want to thank God there's a place that we can come. There's a place, as a brother said, God calls us, and we got a call of God to a place in an hour of trouble like we're living in now. And better than that, he said, you got a song. Hallelujah. He said that. He said, the Lord, look at verse number 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Thank God. And then what else did he say? He said he had ordained us unto peace. I'm glad that he has. Would you pray with us again? Father, thank you for the opportunity to break and fulfill precious word. Bless it to our hearts this morning, we do pray. And God, have your way now in every heart, in every life. And God, we'll thank you. We'll praise you for all that you do and speak to us and through us. And we'll ever thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'll tell you what, the Bible said man born to woman's few days and full of trouble. We live in a day of trouble, a day of darkness. In an hour, listen, when it's dark, it's dark, it's dark, it's dark. But thank God, there's trouble on every hand, but there's peace that you can still have in the midst of trouble. That's what I want to talk about this morning. Thank God for the peace. God says, come. And come in, just shut the door behind you. You know, if you go into a room, leave the door open, you're not closed in very good. But God said, I want you to come into my chamber. I want you to shut the door behind you. I want you to get along with God. That's what I want to say this morning, that we've got to get to the place of the church, individually, and the church, that we can get along with God. Shut the door behind us. Shut the door of doubt. Shut the door to the world. Shut the doors everywhere else. And get along with God and say, God, we need you. I'm coming to you. I'm coming in your presence. Listen, and God will give you peace that passeth all understanding in the midst of a storm. You know what, Jesus? I'm so glad he's that way. When he was on a ship, looked like he was going to sink, you know, all he'd get up and say, peace, be still. When it seemed like you're in trouble and your heart's going every which way in the world, they steal peace. There's a peace that passeth all understanding. Thank God. There is a peace, and God will bless you with it. He gives it to you. He said he keep us in perfect peace, whose mind was stayed upon thee. I read there's another verse in the book of Isaiah. All through the scripture talks about peace. Another verse, you know what it says? He said, if you'd have kept my commandments, your peace could be like a river. He said, if you'd obey my voice and walk in my word, your peace could be what? Like a river. Thank God for peace. Listen, happiness depends upon circumstances. But joy and peace depends upon what? Inner being, that God has put something on the inside, that you can have peace right in the midst of a storm. You sure can. Turn with me just a moment, look at Numbers. I'll read something over in the book of Numbers, chapter number 6. Oh, what a blessing. Let's get over there just a moment. In Numbers, chapter number 6. Amen. Numbers chapter number 6 says this. In verse number 22, God's fixed to announce a blessing. I want to tell you something. Peace, having peace with God is a blessing. The peace of God is a gift that God gives. You can't muster it up. You can't do it up yourself. But you can have it. You know what Jesus said to the disciples when he was here with them? He said simply this, peace I give you, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, I'm giving you my peace. And Romans 5:1 said that we've been justified with God, we have peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We must have peace with God for we can have the peace of God. But if you listen, you know what? People can have no peace, can't find no satisfaction, can't find no joy, can't find no contentment. If we call this still arguing with God, still in war with God, had never submitted to God and said, God, I surrender unto you. Still won't have your own way, still won't do your own thing. I want to tell you something about peace. Just surrender to the Lord. Pull up, just stick up the arms and say, Lord, I'm surrendered it all to you. Notice what he said in Numbers. God said to Moses, I want you to speak to Aaron. I want you to bless the people. That's what he said. Amen. You know what? He was a high priest. He was a priest. Aaron was. We got one better than him. We ain't got one far yonder more than him. We got a high priest which can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He wants to bless you. He wants to sustain you. He wants to keep you. He wants to give you peace too. Now notice what he said. The Lord spake to Moses, verse number 22 of number 6. He said, this is a familiar passage of scripture, speaking to Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Now I want you to notice something about these blessings here. The blessing was not that Moses was going to bless them, not that Aaron was going to bless them. They were just mouthpieces. God said, the Lord will bless thee. Notice he said it three times. Lord bless thee. God the Father will bless you. God the Son will bless you. God the Holy Ghost will bless you. He said, bless thee. Bless the Lord, he said. Bless thee and keep thee. You want to be blessed of God? Stop a moment. If you go back to Old Testament time, what did Isaac and Jacob and all those do right for what they do a lot of times? Come in here. They expect to leave. Won't pronounce a blessing on you. They blessed him. You really want to be blessed? Ain't nothing, excuse the language, like being blessed of the Lord. And he said, the Lord bless thee. God's blessings. Nothing like it. No substitute for it. God bless him. It's marvelous. It's wonderful. Be blessed of God. You know, we take lightly, God bless America. God has blessed America. Mightily. Abundantly. But you know what God said? I read it over in the book of in the Isaiah. You know what he said? God's going to rise from his place. He's going to come execute judgment. Why? Because iniquity and sin. More so than praying, God bless America. He's already blessed her. We better pray, God have mercy on America and spare America. God has blessed America. God's blessed you. Can I say, all of us sitting here, how blessed we've been. Huh? How blessed we've been. We here. Thank God for a good place. Worship. Thank God for a good place to go home tonight and lay on our head down on a pillar. Thank God we've been blessed abundantly. Many of you have been blessed physically, you've been blessed spiritually, you've been blessed financially. Did you know most of us sitting here, you stop and think, if you've been saved as long as I have, your tithes run more now than you used to make. Far more, many of us. Right? Yes. Amen. I call that being blessed. God said, he, over in the book of Exodus, you'll find where he said, blessed. He kept telling about being blessed. How you're going to bless their basket, bless their fruits, bless their land, bless their families, bless their homes. Over and over and over, he said, I'm going to bless you abundantly over and over. And he did. But he said, if you don't follow me, he said, you'll be cursed. And this nation being cursed, it pays to serve God. Be blessed. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord bless thee. And keep thee. I could go on with this blessing thing. That's why he said in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, bless him back. Bless the Lord, my soul. All within me, bless his holy name. Forget not all his benefits. First benefit was, forgiveth all thy iniquities. The second was, who healeth all thy diseases and redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. God's spiritual and eternal blessings. We ought to praise him for it. He blessed us. You say, well, I hadn't been that blessed. Just go around looking around a little bit. You count your blessings. Been blessed. bless the Lord, and keep thee. I'm glad not only does God bless us, but he keeps us. Hallelujah. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from what? Evil. God, keep us. You don't think it's a blessing to be kept? I'm going to tell you something. This little boy can't keep himself. Neither can you. But thank God. He said, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Even our reservations and our inheritance is kept by the power of God, reserved in heaven for us. Hallelujah. Thank God for his blessing power. Thank God for his keeping power. That's what he said. Look at verse number 25. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. Y'all, would y'all have somebody in a Sunday school lesson today? Who was it, Stephen? Carol's asked me this week, we was talking about it. She said, what caused his face to shine like that? That's about a good answer I know, ain't you? The Lord made his face shine on thee. It was the face of God. That's why he looked like an angel. It was the face of God shining upon him. And it was a countenance of God. He said, Lord, the face to shine upon thee. God's face shining. Holy Ghost is reminding me of a verse. I'm going to read it before I forget. And it's you know how to turn there if you don't want to. It says Luke 1:79, to give light. Verse 28 said, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring on high had visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness, the shadow of death, to guide our feet, it said, to sit in darkness into the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. You're sitting around darkness, God wants to guide you. Get you out of darkness into light and go over to God and listen, give you peace. Give light to them that sit in darkness, shadow of death, sitting around the dark. You read a verse a while ago said they don't see, but they will see. You remember that verse I read a while ago? You know what it's saying? It said, they don't see my light now, don't see my grace, don't see my goodness now, but one day they're going to see the wrath of God. I'd rather see his grace. I'd rather see his light. Amen. So he did that to guide our feet in the way of peace. Thank God for the light. Then he says something else. And the Lord be gracious unto us. Grace. Grace is all sufficient. Where sin abound, grace is much more abound. And the Lord be gracious to us. Aren't you glad God dealt with us in mercy and in grace? I sure am. I'm glad he has. I'm glad he still does. He's good to us. Lord, be gracious unto thee. And going on here, he said in verse 26, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. His face shining on you and his countenance on you. What a blessing. That is a blessing. You know what? People can see just you walking by, just you come in contact with you, if you got any light of the gospel in you. Amen. If that countenance is resting on you. Amen. When I got saved, my wife, tell you this, she told me not long ago, she said, something happened to you. It ain't never happened to me. But you know what? It happened to her. What happened? God just saved me and turned the light on. In the glory of the gospel, that glorious light began to shine. And God let her shine. Did the same thing for you when you got born again. Amen. The Lord lift his countenance upon you. Then he said, give thee peace. Here's that peace. What is about this peace? It passeth all understanding. There's another verse or two I want to read. You find them. About this peace. Philippians 4:7. You might want to look at this. Philippians 4:7. While we wind up on this peace now, all these blessings are there, but I want to emphasize on the peace of God. Look in Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God. While you turn it now, I'll read it, and then we'll read it again. Which passeth all understanding. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, what did he say in the book of Isaiah? Keep us in perfect peace, whose minds are what? Stayed on thee. He said, I'm going to keep them losing the mind in this hour. Here it is. Hallelujah. He'll keep us in perfect peace. Then he said here, it said, the peace of God which passeth all understanding. You can't even explain it. Some people can't understand it. But it'll keep your heart and your minds. He said, we are kept. He said, Lord, you've kept us by your peace. I want you to notice sometime, we won't go there this morning, but I want you to notice sometime, look at all the epistles Apostle Paul wrote. If you look at almost every one of them, in the first chapter, within the first few verses, he's always talking about peace. Peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. If you notice it sometime, get your Bible and get home to see and look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it in Romans and Corinthians and Ephesians, and look at it in Galatians and Colossians and all the rest of them. Most every one of them, starts off. Grace and peace be multiplied. I believe with all my heart the peace of God rule the Apostle Paul's heart. And listen, the Prince of Peace, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the only one that can give you peace. And I believe if peace is in him, it's going to show up on the outside. Hallelujah. You say, will it? Yeah. It will. Because it passes understanding. It'll keep your heart. I'm going to tell you something. Thank God for peace and joy. It all comes from God. Thank the Lord. The psalmist, through sin, lost the joy of his salvation. You know what he said? Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Honey, there's joy in salvation. There's peace in salvation. Because it's all in Christ. He is our peace. He is our peace. Look in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 5. I'm just going to give you two or three more of these verses. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Now the Lord of peace, verse number 16. Second Thessalonians chapter number 3 and verse 16. Look at this verse. Now the Lord of peace himself, not nobody else, the Lord of peace himself shall give you peace always. The guy like this. By all means, the Lord be with you all. If you notice Apostle Paul, he started off on grace and peace, and a lot of times he'd wind up on grace and peace. But he's the Lord of peace. And he'll himself give you peace. Now, how in the world are you going to get peace in the world like we're living in? It's simple. He's going to have to give it to you. Comes from him. Because he's the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of peace. That's why people say, well, they're going to try to get have peace over in Israel, peace in the world. I will tell you, it won't be any peace till the Prince of Peace comes. Right. Turn back a little bit in your Bible to Colossians chapter number 3. Look at verse number 15. Colossians 3:15, just a moment. Not only will the peace of God keep you, but look at verse number 15 in Colossians 3. It said, let the peace of God rule in your heart. If you don't let the peace of God rule, then if the peace of God not ruling, something else is going to be ruling. Doubt, fear, trouble, unrest. Men's hearts failing with fear. Look at those things coming upon the earth. But what he said in Colossians 3:15 was, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you're called into one body, and be ye thankful. We one body in Christ, as the brother said, we have brothers and sisters in the Lord. And he's the head, and he's the one that can give us peace. And he said, just let it rule. I'm going to give you a little secret this morning. Let the peace of God start ruling your heart. Throw down your arms. Pull up the flag of surrender. And say, Lord, I'm going to let you rule. I'm going to let you reign. And he said, be thankful. Let the peace of God rule. Amen. Got to read something what Jesus said. Look in John 14. I halfway quoted this a while ago, but I want to read it. John 14. You know, this chapter starts off, but let not your heart be troubled. I like verse 26 and 27, particularly in this chapter. Look at chapter 14 of St. John, verse 26 and 27. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, he's our Comforter today, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Here it is. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not so world giveth, give I unto you. And listen to this. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Now what God's saying to us, you don't have to have your heart be in trouble. You can have peace. He said it's yours. I'll give it to you. You can let it rule your hearts. It can keep your hearts. Bring such satisfaction and contentment. Such peace. You'll say, that does pass all understanding. You'll say, I don't know how in the world. You know what's going to be a sad thing to me? One day, we're going to look back and see all the promises God has given us. All the things he's told us we could have. We could have peace. We have joy. All these things that God made provision for us and said he'd give them to us. And we get down to the end of the journey. And we look back over and say, look, we get to thinking, what kind of Christian I could have been if I'd have taken him serious and believed what he said. I had to read Carol something last night. I was reading and I'll just try to share a little bit with you. It's such a good principle in it. I read where this old preacher said, he talked to a lady, just got through talking to her. He talked to her about it. She said, well, I cast all my care on the Lord and said, it seemed like I'd get some peace, and all of a sudden then I'm going back picking it up, tearing it back on my own shoulder. You know what he said to her? He gave her a good illustration, simply this. He said, suppose you had some money in the bank You go put it in the bank, put it in their keeping. And they tell you they're going to keep it safe and it's going to be okay. The next morning, you back down there again and said, I want to see my money. Huh? I want to see if it's still all right. They show it to you and it's all right, and you go back home. They'll tell you back down there again. He said, and got to get the point over to her, it was simply this. That's just like we do to God sometimes. We gave it to him, but we didn't think he could handle it. But he can. Cast your burden on the Lord. He'll sustain you. He'll take the burden. But don't go back and pick it up. If we could ever get to the place knowing God's sovereign, he's ruling, he's reigning, then knowing that all things, Romans 8:28, work together, give them that love God and called according to his purpose. If we could ever get there and realize that God is sovereign, everything, he's in control. And I want to thank God, nothing by this grace can happen to any of us that's not permitted by him, thank God. Even the devil was out of jail, but he said you can only go what? So far. And thank God, you can have peace. Jesus, I give it to you. You say, yeah, but not like this. Not in the world we're living in. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You heard brother one time. I heard a brother tell about his daddy. He's got, you know, old. I guess he couldn't have his driver's license no more. He was sort of grumbling, complaining about it. And his son was telling him, "Dad, you whatever state you're in, to be there for content." What Paul said. And he told him, "So Paul didn't lose his driver's license either, huh?" No, he didn't have none. Get down to the base factors. He walked most of the places. Unless he'd get in a ship going where. But he learned to be whatever state he was. To what? Be content. And if we could learn to whatever state we're in to be content. I tell you what God would do if we'd be obedient to him, hide his word in our heart, and walk in his commandments, in his word, and walking in the spirit. You know what he would do? He'll give you peace. He sure can. I try not to fret. Try not to worry. Right? Just walk with God and have peace. Hallelujah. You might not understand some circumstances and situations you go through. You might not know why things happen like they do. But I can assure you, if you got young, amen. He'll work it out for your good. I've had things happen. I didn't understand it right then either. But I could see it on down the road. Amen. In our daily life. But I want to thank God. Not just your church, you can have peace. I want to tell you something. You can have it tomorrow at work. Hallelujah. You can have it on your job. You can have it at school. You can have it going back and forth. Why? Because God said he'd give it to you. My peace I give you. It's yours. They can rule our hearts. They can keep our hearts. In Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hey, how long has it been since somebody said, what do you got? What's wrong with you? Huh? You had such contentment and peace in the midst of a storm. Amen. You know, they went one time woke Jesus up. He was asleep. Disciples, boy, they was having a time out there. And then what they said to him, "Carest thou not that we perish?" He woke up and he just rebuked the winds and the waves and said, "Peace, be still." I pastored over at the Pleasant Ridge nearly 3 years before we came here. There's a lady over there, Miss Sally. She didn't have hardly anything in this life. Boy, she praised God. I mean, I'll never forget one morning, she was sitting on the front right there on the pew. We got to praying, and she got to shouting. But you know what? She didn't have nothing in this life to shout about. But she had plenty that she was looking forward to on the other side. I want to tell you something. Materialism won't give you peace. It won't do it. Things of this world won't give you peace. You'll have no peace as long as that sin will separate you from that peace. Sin will destroy you. Sin will ruin you. Listen, but I'm telling you, Jesus will forgive your sin. I like Ancient Brother Buford gave this week. I won't even call the names. Come by. Just jokingly said, y'all plotting against me. I sat there talking to Brother Buford. He said, y'all plotting against sinners. Are y'all plotting against sinners? You know what Brother Buford said? He said, God's got a, what'd you say, will be a good cure for sinners or something? Got hope for sinners. We weren't plotting against sinners, but he just said that joking, Brother Buford, ain't seen him good. He got his hope for sinners. You know, I'm glad they are because they hadn't been. There'd been no hope for me. Would there be any of you, Brother Ben? None for me. None for me. Yeah. Glory to God. So we weren't plotting against them. But thank God there's hope for them. Amen. You know what? I'm glad there's hope. I'm glad there's peace in the midst of a storm. Had something happen a couple months ago. I said, I'm already seeing. I want to get in detail in it. I'm already seeing now why it happened that way. You know what? It's all going to be for good. God works in our behalf. He'll give you peace. It can rule your heart. It can run your life. And peace, just perfect peace. I'm closing. You get perfect peace, what it said in it. But thank God, it's present peace. Present, right now. I'm not talking about a peace when we get to heaven. Oh, well, glory to God, they're all going to be peaceful there. I'm talking about a peace in the midst of a storm. I'm talking about a peace that's present right now. It's a perfect peace. It's a present peace. And it's a personal peace for anyone, for whosoever will come. Drink of the water, fountain of water of life. God can give you that peace. Do you have it? You can. You sure can. You may go through some sad times, and you will. You go through some sorrow times, and you will. We don't know what all people went through with. I was just telling Carol, some of my brothers told me, remind me the other day, remember, way distant cousin, long time ago, had a little girl got burned, was burning the field off, caught her dress on fire, burned her. She died. A lot of families went through a lot of things, but through all of the heartaches and the sorrow, all the trouble and the pain, there's still peace that God can give you in the midst of a storm. You can have it. Some of you need that on the job. Wrestling, tugging, warring, going through this and going through that. We all need His peace. You know what? In closing, I'm glad that peace is personal. I'm glad it's present. And I'm glad it's perfect. You know why it's perfect? It's His. And He'll give it to us. Thank God you don't have to earn it. Don't have to even work for it. Just have to surrender to the Lord. And He'll give it to you. Thank God for it. It's here available for you. If you want that peace that passeth all understanding. And you know what? You can have peace in life. Then you can have peace in death. Oh, yeah.